Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
We will get to the Sharon Moore story coming up at the very at the very latest. We can do it and don't do this.
Nice to see the Irish out of the everyone's mouth for a while. For this, for a minute,
that has changed the narrative in college football a little bit in the last 15 hours or so.
Like one of the craziest stories we've seen
indeed.
In a long, long time.
And I don't think it's even close to over.
No,
we're just in the infancy of the latest Michigan scandal. That is a scandal-ridden program.
I mean, I've got the list of the arrests and the people banned from football entirely. Here's, I mean, just quickly, we'll get to it, but Michigan has had 11 staffers either arrested, 7, or banned from the sport for rules violations, 4, since Jim Harbaugh arrived at Michigan. 11 staffers arrested or banned entirely. You guys must be really unlucky. Holy cow.
There's some problems
that program, it's
for
like
sure.
Rotten to the core right now.
We'll talk about it coming up. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. But we'll talk college basketball here for a minute. San Diego State last night hosting Lamar out of Beaumont, Texas. And, you know, it was what we've seen from the Aztecs this year. First half, defensively, they struggled, gave up a ton of three-pointers. Lamar was not a good three-point shooting team. One of the lowest percentage-wise and making per game. 6.5 per game going into last night. They had, like, more 7 halfway through the first half. They were just burying three after three.
I thought.
They finished with 14.
God,
more than double their season average. But San Diego State also looked really good offensively. A lot of different options. Miles Byrd bounced back from his flu game in which he didn't score against Utah Valley last week with 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. B.J. Davis continues to be one of the best bench players in America.
100%.
Does Brian Dutcher have to put him into the starting lineup? He certainly likes the energy that B.J. Davis provides when he comes into the game at some point. He's getting plenty of minutes when he's out there. I don't know if it's a better situation, but he's playing really, really well. When he goes out there, you just feel like, okay, that guy knows how to play college basketball. And the Aztecs ended up pulling away in the second half, winning 89-71. Now, they were expected to win by 18, according to KenPom, so they actually dropped a little bit metrically, which is how college basketball works. If you don't put your foot on the gas, step on the accelerator against lesser opponents, you're not going to really do any good with these games, these bye games against smaller conference teams from the SWAC or wherever, the Southern Conference, wherever they play. So, you know, you got your win, you move on, and now you look ahead. Conference play begins next week, a little early conference play against Air Force. You get that game out of the way, and then you've got your game against Arizona coming up at the end of next week. Number one team in the country. They have been phenomenal. They've beaten, I think, the last three national champions already this year. And they're not even necessarily the best team because Michigan has been so good in basketball. They're a clear 1-2. Aztecs will end up playing both of them in non-conference play. Remember, they got routed by 40 against Michigan. Michigan, by the way, I looked it up last night. They have won their last five games by a combined 169 points. And it's not like they're playing nobodies. That's SDSU, Auburn, Gonzaga, Rutgers, and yeah. Villanova.
Good God.
By 169 points combined. They're really good.
Yeah, who stopped
so
that?
So is Arizona, though.
Man.
So, San Diego State's got another major test on their hands coming up at the end of next week.
What happened with Taj DeGorville?
I don't know.
I don't know either. He left and changed his number and came back.
But there wasn't like some beef or anything, right?
I don't know. I really
not
don't.
Sure.
I saw like Aztecs Nation or something tweeting last night, like something just happened with Taj DeGorville, and then somebody was like, you can't let him back in the game after that. He didn't get in Dutch's face or anything, did he?
If he did, I missed it entirely.
Okay. He only played 13 minutes and scored 3 points, took one shot, made it, and made one of two free throws.
Yeah, it's right here. What happened with Taj? A tantrum? Franklin ran to the locker room with him, like ran after him. Was he hurt? I have no idea, but he came back with a different jersey.
Correct.
Yep.
Different number. You can do that?
I mean,
if you have to,
like if you get blood on your
blood
jersey,
on it. Maybe
or something,
got blood on it,
which is possible. That's one reason why you might change your jersey in the middle of the game.
Could have gotten an elbow to the nose,
yeah,
and somebody like, tries to grab him, and
yeah.
He's like, get off
me. Like,
you never know.
That's
never
fair.
Know. I don't know, man. I was, I was watching the game. Obviously, I kind of felt like that was going to be a game because it's been their MO this year where this is a team you should destroy
right
at home. And yet, I'm like, it's probably going to be way too close for comfort. And then they'll pull away,
yeah.
Cover, and everyone's like, hey, what are you talking? It was a good, you know,
yeah, good win, right.
It didn't feel like that while watching the game start to finish.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair.
Yes, they pulled away. But man, I'm like, you're letting these teams, and I know they shot out of their mind. Why does every team shoot out of their mind against the Aztecs?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Woods asked that question, and I put my best basketball Ben spin on it. I don't know what Brian Dutcher would say. He said, hey, you know what? I'm happy outscoring the opponent. We score 89. That's great for us almost every day. My sense is that they're trying to play smart basketball, and that is they look at the scouting report and they go, this team doesn't shoot threes well. Let's not let them drive past us.
Right.
So what do?
Give them a three.
You play off them a little bit, make sure they don't drive past you, and if they try to make a tough three over your outstretched hand, then you let them try that, and usually that goes really well. It seems opponent after opponent continues to make those tough threes against San Diego State. Now, is that because the Aztecs aren't playing defense as well as they used to? Or is it just a little run where opponents happen to be, you know, in the zone when they're playing San Diego State? And there's not much you can do about that. That does happen in basketball where opponents have a hot night and you're playing the right defense. Sure. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And they make shots anyway. They make tough shots anyway.
You're playing to... you're playing to your strength and their weakness. Oh, these guys can't shoot threes. It's like baseball. This guy cannot. He's not going to hit it out. Give him a single. You know, let him take a single. Like let him take a single, and we move on. Just don't give him anything to hit. You know, for a home run, and he hits a home run on you. It's really not on you. You're like, all right, well, the process was right. But yeah, right now, like again, these guys are setting team records against Aztecs for threes.
It's Troy. It's Utah Valley. It's Lamar. And these teams are hanging at least through the first half and into the second half.
Making it a little bit closer.
And I go, man, I'm glad they end up pulling away and Aztecs get the victory. But I go, getting to even conference play, start playing a little bit better competition, you let these weaker teams hang around. Those teams are going to blow right past you later on. And then you're going to be looking at you're down 17 points
rather than
up one.
They had a good defense. Ziegler says they were ranked 13th nationally in scoring defense, allowing a mere 62.6 points a game, 57, 55, and 46 in their last three. I will say this, though. It is nice to see the Aztecs score. You know, I mean, that's been something, you know, since I started watching a few years back more intently.
They have more scoring options than I think I've ever seen on a San Diego State team.
Correct.
And which is why at the beginning of the season, you know, I said this could be a historic year for SDSU.
And you weren't the only one. Well, man. I assumed
they would be one of the best defensive teams in the country.
Yeah,
they always are.
And so far, metrically, they're better offensively. I think they're ranked like 54th offensively and 56th defensively.
That's crazy.
You never see the Aztecs ranked higher offensively than they are defensively. That hasn't happened in 15 years, I think.
It's weird and uncomfortable, but in that regard, just offensively, fun to watch.
Yeah.
Fun to watch McCoon shooting threes.
LZ, I mean, who doesn't miss, really? Like, they're a fun team to watch. You just, you know, the defense needs to step up.
We've been too accustomed over, like, a 15-year span, honestly.
To choking defense.
I mean, regular Mountain West scores were like 57 to 48.
You gotta get, and he gets almost no love ever, but Miles Heide continues to be just such a fun dude to watch play.
He's been very impressive.
Hair on fire, offensive boards last night.
Yeah,
like
17
crazy.
Minutes and 4 points doesn't really tell the story.
It doesn't tell the story.
He does the dirty
Miles
work.
Dirty work.
Nobody else wants to do.
How many offensive boards
just
did he have?
Just three, but.
Did he? I swear to God, he was.
Seven rebounds total. But
seven total.
He makes his presence felt.
He does.
Yeah, tipping away, though, to another teammate can result in a rebound, and you don't get the credit for it. Like, he is always
grinding,
in the mix.
Grinding.
He's always on the floor. Like, he has been, I think, since the start of last season, like, taking so many strides forward in his game.
He's good. I like watching that dude play. Gives it his all every single time.
And I don't think we've really seen Magoon Gwath play like Magoon yet. He had 10 points last night, but he has the ability to take over a little bit more, and so far hasn't been able to do it. Just hasn't, I think, gotten totally into the groove. So, you know, it's still a work in progress, and the problem is they don't have any margin for error. The loss to Troy has put every game now feels like it's like a must-win game. You know, next week against Air Force, that's a must-win game at home. It's eventually you keep having to win must-win games, you're going to have a bad night, and you're going to be in trouble. And that's the tough part when it's so early in the season. With, you know, Arizona's not a must-win game. That's an opportunity to take on the number one team in the country. Now, you don't want to get bodied by 40 again like you were with Michigan, but you don't have to win that game. But you do have to win your home games. You're going to have to finish near or at the top of the Mountain West Conference. And other Mountain West teams have played well. Utah State's pretty good. Colorado State had a couple of big wins. New Mexico had another big win last night. They were on the road, got a big win. Their new coach, Eric Olin, who came from UCSD, has done a nice job early. This is not the down conference that kind of it looked like at the beginning of the year. San Diego State's going to have some tough games when they get to the Mountain West. And will they be able to come together to what we thought they were going to be?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, the more it looks like you're just going to have to win the Mountain West tournament. You're just going to have to. Like, it's at this point,
I wouldn't put it to chance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to take care of business in that, really.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if they were like a dead lock going into, you know, before the Mountain West tournament. Like, oh, yeah, we won the conference 17-1. Yeah, there's no doubt that we're in the NCAA tournament. I don't think they're going to be a Lunardi lock unless they win their conference tournament.
And, you know, we'll have that conversation again in mid to late March when we get to the Mountain West tournament. But it just we have the conversation every year. Doesn't that just make the regular season essentially meaningless?
Yeah, it does. I mean, if you can win the Mountain West tournament and get in,
we're 2 weeks away from Christmas. We're 3 weeks away from conference play, and we're already like, hey man, if you gotta
focus on the
you gotta sit some guys for those last couple of games,
focus
get them ready
the
for 4 wins in 5 days or whatever it's going to end up being.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that's the ticket to the dance, winning that tournament, but doesn't that completely just erase almost all of the importance of the regular season?
Yep.
It does. That's always the. I mean, if you're in one of the lesser conferences, if you're Lamar. Nothing you do matters. You cannot get in unless you win your conference tournament.
Right.
Like, every game you play the entire season is just a tune-up for your conference tournament at the end. That's the reality of college basketball for the vast majority of teams.
How many more losses before it's like, hey, Magoon, just get ready for March, bud.
Yep.
Yeah, the old,
not that many.
The old
not that many.
Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow plan. Right.
Because
that's
the season comes down to that.
That's right.
One weekend in Vegas.
You can do it. UConn did it and won the national championship a few years ago.
Yeah.
They had terrible regular season, and then they won 5 games in 5 days in the Big East tournament, and then won 6 more and went on and won the NCAA championship. One other basketball story, just because it feels like it has to be brought up. Oklahoma City in the NBA, they're playing, it looks like they're playing small conference schools every single night. They're in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup against Phoenix last night. They won by 50.
God.
49. 138-89.
How many losses did they have?
One. 24-1.
I should tune in. That sounds like a fun team to watch.
Matching the start of the 73-win Golden State Warriors team. And what's amazing about this Oklahoma City team is they're not playing their stars. You know, they're getting plenty of rest. They're spreading around the minutes. They're so good. They just roll out on the basketball court and just dominate almost every night now.
24-1. That's one hell of a start.
It's a very quiet story.
Who beat them?
Portland. Oddly, it was not even a winning team. Had one bad night to start their first 25 games of the season.
I think like you in particular, I think would love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh yeah, I've watched him play a little bit.
He's phenomenal.
Man. There's some ugly teams, though. I'm looking at the standings right now. There's some bad basketball being played.
So they'll play San Antonio in the semifinals of the NBA Cup. The Spurs beat the Lakers, even without Wemby last night, 132-119. Got the focus of just those two games in the Cup quarterfinals yesterday in the West. All right, when we come back, the big story in sports. What is happening at Michigan with Sharon Moore? We'll get to Don't Do This when we return with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, quickly, gang, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. I wish that I could personally take all of your pain away. I can't. I don't have the healing powers, but QC Kinetics certainly can help you. If you've got joint pain, knees, back, hip, shoulders, get in there. They'll give you a free consultation when you call. You tell them what's going on. See if you're a good fit for their protocol. I definitely was, and I was really at my last resort with my wrists and went in. Got treatment on both wrists. Again, back in the gym, back playing baseball. Feeling honestly better at 50 than I have my entire life, and joint pain is just not something that I have anymore. So if you're going through it right now, QC Kinetics can help, powered by the very cells that built you in the first place. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body remembering how to feel alive again. So this is a great time to get started. Go into the new year already on the protocol. How about that? And, you know, you'll be feeling better with QC Kinetics. Healing is within reach. Again, schedule that free consultation today. You've got a couple different locations, one in Hillcrest and one in Carmel Valley. Now's a great time to use your HSA and FSA for treatments. You can call 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. Let them know Woodsy sent you.
Don't. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
And you thought losing to Ohio State was bad news at Michigan. Welcome back. It is time for Don't Do This. It is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And the story that's leading every national headline this morning is the termination and arrest.
Wow.
Arrest you don't, of Michigan head coach Sharon Moore.
That's the weird combo, right? It's the firing is already a big enough story, and then the stuff that came out after. Again, some of it is alleged. Nobody knows exactly what happened right now, but he was fired yesterday by Michigan for cause. They had found evidence that he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The best way that can be explained after is allegedly, again,
these are all reports.
All reports that he went to that staff member's home after he was fired or once he heard he was getting fired. There's a lot of rumors going around. I think the thing I found the most interesting was, you guys, people have known about this for a month, at least a month.
Some
a couple of people saying, I've known about this for, I've tweeted about this for a year. Why now? Did the investigation take that long? Also, you look at it and you're like, oh, cool. National Signing Day was last week. You waited? You waited until you got your class for 2026? You waited until the Ohio State game?
While it's the wrong thing and I'm not endorsing it, I understand why they would have waited. You're not getting anybody to sign on National Signing Day if your coach just got fired. Every single one of those recruits flips their commitment.
Well, no, I think it's not true. I mean, you know, Lane Kiffin is getting a good recruiting class. He was just hired last week. You could have fired him a month ago.
And hired Lane Kiffin.
And hired Lane Kiffin and hired a big name coach who could have had plenty of time to recruit and get the transfer portal ready. Now, there is some, certainly, if you want to look at it in a fair perspective, sometimes investigations do take a while, and you can't just fire someone on a hunch or a suspicion. You have to have your ducks in a row. And if it took Michigan a while to get their ducks in a row,
don't you need to put them on paid leave or something then?
Yeah.
During the investigation? There's no way the school did not
know. That I kind of agree with. If you start an investigation and the evidence is pointing toward confirming what you're investigating, you can put someone on paid leave and say, you know, pending the results of the investigation, we're having him step away. We're going to continue to pay. We'll put an interim coach in place, and you can quietly start looking for your next coach, knowing what the end result of the investigation is going to be. You're right. That doesn't look good for Michigan's administration.
I don't believe for a second that Michigan just found out about this.
I sent you guys a couple of tweets from, you know, weeks ago, essentially, like, hey, this
confirming
is what,
all of this.
Confirming all of it. So then there, I saw one yesterday that said, Michigan AD Ward Manuel indicated to team staffers that at least part of the Sharon Moore investigation, which had become far from a secret internally, had been going on since mid-November. Ultimately reached this point that he fired Moore today. Yeah, I had heard, too, that they knew this was coming, and they have already surmised interest from other big-name coaches to come in and replace him. The timing of it is obviously terrible. Now, the one thing I think is important, you know, he was arrested at the victim's home, which is really a scary,
terrifying,
scary prospect. And if you believe the reports, there might have been a knife involved and talks of self-harm. And, it, you know, as the kids call it, it was like the ultimate crash out from him yesterday. There is now a mugshot up. He was arrested. The charges were not listed on the police station's website. More will come out, certainly. But, man, just a... That's a rough day for Sharon Moore yesterday.
I mean, again, I was seeing so many different things online yesterday, and the first instinct is this real? Was this photoshopped? Is this fake or not?
Yeah.
But, you know, the person, the girl in question, the staffer, like, that's a public school, like, that's a school university. Those are all public records.
Right.
People were saying, like, the salary for the previous 2 years was $58,000.
Jumped to 90 grand.
And it just out of nowhere this year jumped up to 90 grand for that person's position.
Yeah, pretty nuts, man. Pretty nuts.
And they're like, bro, he wasn't even trying to hide it.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying to hide it at that point. Or he was trying to hide it, just didn't do a very good job.
And we haven't heard, you know, Sharon Moore's side of this. But even if the relationship was entirely consensual,
right,
it's not a crime to cheat on your wife, but, you know, it's a bad look. But if they work for you, giving, you know, an increased salary, the fact that you make decisions about their employment, you just have to realize that I can't do this. I have to take myself out of this equation.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in any way, shape, or form. Now, Jordan in the chat points out the other part of this story is that Michigan has promoted Biff Pogge as their new interim head coach. And I can't say that I have heard of anyone really named Biff anymore since the Back to the Future movies.
I know.
Biff Tannen kind of ruined Biff as a name.
It's gone. It's gone
for the last
the way
40
of
years.
The dodo bird. It really has the name Biff. We considered it briefly in our home.
Did you?
Yeah, for each of our children. it just sucks. It sucks for the girl involved as well. I mean, just horrific. Just a horrific, horrific day. Dub J says, oh, nobody's going to take this job till it cools down. BS. It's Michigan, dude.
Yeah.
It's Michigan. And these are coaches with massive egos that go, I can turn it around. Honestly, man, it is the amount of people. Remember last year there was a guy that was there and he got arrested for hacking into females' computers and stuff. One of the guys on staff, you got the Connor Stallion stuff. Sharon Moore was involved in that.
He's been suspended like three times.
My favorite excuse for Sharon Moore ever with the Connor Stallion stuff. They're like, Sharon, why did you delete all your texts from Connor? He goes, I was so hurt that a man could do this to the University of Michigan that I was so furious I deleted all my texts. I went, oh my God, that's a new one for me. So it's been a snowball rolling downhill for a while there at Michigan, and it finally
wild.
Came. Finally hit the house yesterday.
Paulie put up a Biff's picture in our chat a second ago. I had no idea. Francis Xavier Biff Pogge began his career as a hedge fund manager, became a millionaire working in finance for years before beginning his coaching career in 1987. Did high schools for many years, little assistants in college.
He looks like a high school coach.
Before being hired as an analyst at Michigan, then being promoted to associate head coach, and now he's the interim head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Man, that is nuts.
I doubt he's getting the job full time.
No, I don't think so either. The rumor mill's already buzzing of Kalen DeBoer. You know, they're going to go hard after him. You know,
will Alabama, are Alabama fans unhappy enough that they would now let him go?
I don't know. They don't have a choice. Pay him out. He can leave whenever he wants. That's the beauty of being a head
football
coach.
Do you want to leave Alabama?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you value. I mean, do you value the Alabama job, or do you want to go take the Michigan job? Michigan's great. It's a great job.
I don't know. That's a step down still.
You think so from Alabama?
I think it's one of the very few steps down that you can make to Michigan is from Alabama.
Yeah.
I've seen names like John Harbaugh. I don't see that happening. I don't think he's leaving Baltimore. Sean Lewis.
Michigan's a huge school, guys. I mean, it's a huge program. It's huge.
We're talking about Alabama, though.
Expectations at Alabama, certainly different than at Michigan. They're both expected to win the national title.
There's maybe a handful of schools.
You can go in and clean up that outhouse in Michigan and be a hero forever. You know, at Alabama, you're like, good luck. You'll never be saving. Your whole life, your whole career, you'll never be saving.
I mean, it's not like they didn't win a national championship 3 years ago.
Who?
Michigan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so far gone that you're starting at rock bottom.
With an asterisk next to it. And like Gator says, much easier to win in the Big Ten than the SEC. 100%.
A little easier to win in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Not
still easier.
Much easier. There's good schools. I mean, you guys still have Ohio State every single year. Now Indiana looks like they're going to be
yeah, but at the end of the day,
pretty good like, going forward.
Like Jay Hughes, he says, money talks at the end of the day. You throw enough money at Kalen DeBoer, you throw enough money at anybody. You throw enough money at Lane Kiffin, he'd probably be like, you know what, LSU, thank you for your time. I'm going to Michigan. I mean, that's it.
Would be the funniest thing
ever. It would be the funniest thing of all time. Brian Kelly.
Would be an interesting. He's already working on his Michigan accent, I saw.
Yeah, would be an interesting one. So we'll keep you abreast of anything that happens there. How about for a little doo-doo this?
DD mega doo-doo.
Happened to jump in last night to the Stuart Scott documentary, the 30 for 30. It aired last night on ESPN. And boy, you want to talk about waterworks watching that. If you haven't seen it, they're going to replay it. Go find it. The Stuart Scott 30 for 30. I found it incredibly moving, incredibly touching. Interviewed his wife a ton in it, his kids, all his old coworkers. And one of the things I found the most fascinating, and it's kind of behind the scenes stuff. You know, remember it was ESPN and SportsCenter was the flagship. Like that was the big dog. He couldn't really get on there. They had that ESPN. They launched ESPN2. It was him, Olbermann.
Right.
And it was called Sports Look or something, and it was way casual. Oberman's in jeans and like a leather jacket. It's so funny, and it's just like the other stuff. Like, hey, we're over here, like the redheaded stepchild, if you will.
The counterculture sports
counterculture. So Stuart Scott is absolutely slaying it on there. Do you know the moment that turned him in the executives' eyes when they said, "Oh, he's not just our like." Quirky, talks in urban vernacular. He is an actual guy that we could look at and lean on. You know the moment? He happened to get a shift on SportsCenter the night of the Olympic bombing. And he was so good and so dialed and so locked in. They go, oh, yeah, he's got to make the jump. And then when he met his partner, Rich Eisen, they were really bouncing things off of each other. But Stuart, they said that they would... The executives were really tough on him. They said, he would say to Rich Eisen, how come you can make a Seinfeld reference? Everyone's cool with it. I go and I make a reference from In Living Color, you know, an all-black show, and I get dragged. He goes, they hired me to be myself, and then they constantly tried to make me be like them. And it was just, you want to watch about a story of, like, perseverance. So sad when he died. Such a brilliant look back at Stuart Scott. So I highly recommend that. Big doo-doo this if you get a chance to stop down and watch it, about a guy that stuck to his guns and was able to do it his way, but also their way. It was really, really cool.
And that is Don't and Doo-Doo This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And speaking of Thursday, it's a throwback Thursday. Paul is going to take us back 5 years for a musical clip from the past of Ben and Woods on Throwback Thursday and more. I got Real or Fake coming up in less than an hour as well. Stick around. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Prize Picks is my spot for daily fantasy. I'm going to open the app right now. Just to show you how easy it is to set a lineup. I could actually do it in the time that I'm telling you about Prize Picks. You're playing against the numbers, picking between 2 and 6 players, putting them into a daily fantasy lineup. Whatever sport you're watching, you can even grab player packs now where it's already packaged together for you. I'm looking at a basketball one with James Harden and Jamal Murray, picking more than 2.5 3-pointers made. It's very easy to do to win real money with Prize Picks. All you have to do is download the app. Make sure you use the code KWFN when you sign up and use the code, because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Again, with code KWFN, you get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. It is fast to download. It is fast to withdraw money from your account when you win, because they use all the major financial apps now, like Venmo and Apple Pay, even MasterCard, if you want to put in your numbers. Very quick to do, and then you can load your account or unload your account whenever you see fit. You're watching sports anyway, might as well win some real money, up to 2,000 times your money for those six-player lineups if you want to do it that way with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, well, California. Paulie wrote out EYE instead of yesterday when I said don't be the T in DUI, because, well,
so good,
the I in quotation marks look like a T to
really
my
did.
Eyes.
It really did. Yeah, be safe out there.
Don't be the I in DUI. I thought it was interesting. Kevin Acey had the slightly intriguing report after stirring up the pot all week long at the winter meetings, in which ultimately the Padres didn't do anything.
Didn't even do anything in the Rule 5 draft, and I don't know how I felt about that.
We signed Deason Acosta.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I don't count a minor league signing as doing anything at the winter meetings. Those go on all off season, no matter what. He may not have even done that. May have been done before they even got there.
And I think
it was announced this week.
Yeah,
they didn't do anything at the winter meetings. But AJ was far enough along in conversations, whether it be trade talks with other teams or with agents, that he actually had two separate return flights planned.
Correct.
To come back from Orlando to San Diego. One on Wednesday night, last night, if things weren't really developing. Another one today, just in case he needed to stick around to finalize something. He must have thought that, you know, moves were close enough that he may not want to leave in the middle of something. So that tells me at the very least that AJ is moving towards something, whether it's something huge, something moderate. They have made some progress in the last 3 days over something that's going to impact the 2026 roster.
Is there a chance he just wanted to go tie one on with Eno Saris and wanted to stay one more night?
Eno was saying stay another day. So
he'd heard about his legendary night out the night before. And he could go out to the hotel bar and, you know, do a contest. Who can rip more tequila shots?
When I left here yesterday and I walked into our newsroom at Channel 10, two of the tier ones who I work with go, that was the most legendary interview of all time with Eno Saris.
It was maybe my favorite interview. It was so good. Oh, my God, dude. When we finally got him on the phone. He was brilliant. Need to replay that in a best of segment. I mean, he was just fantastic.
Joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Eno.
Are you on a bender?
Oh my God!
I mean, he was.
We had an idea with all those 2:30 a.m. emojis and tweets.
My God. Dude, I tried to treat myself well last night and go to bed, you know, early.
Two, by the way.
So I got back to the room around 2.
That's not
and,
early.
I couldn't sleep, so I have got like 4 hours of sleep, and it's 11 o'clock.
This is the greatest.
It was like 11:40
on my radio crew.
Yeah.
Hold of him.
Yeah. Guy slept till noon yesterday. Almost.
On a work
noon.
Trip. He called him at 11:40 and he was not awake.
That anxiety he felt yesterday.
And then he texts me. He's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm here. And I called him. I'm like, bro, do you need like an hour? Like, we can call you back. You know, it's fine. It's not a big deal. He's like, let's just do it. I'm good.
Yes, get it over with. The anxiety that he felt in that room yesterday is 99% of the reason I don't drink. Really. I mean, it's that next day beating the crap out of yourself. Like, you're such a loser, dude. What are you doing? You're a dad. What are you doing? Right?
Listen to this. The laugh.
I feel bad now putting you on, but this is too entertaining.
You only have to make it about 5 more minutes for the top of the hour. He's got nothing.
Broken man.
Broken. Absolutely. Just anxiety ridden.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
You know,
at
the winter meetings, it's people you probably don't see.
Yeah.
Maybe more than just the one time every year. And you feel a certain pressure to keep up with everybody.
Yeah, like peer pressure.
The winter meetings, baseball executives, baseball media, they have a certain reputation.
Yep.
Of staying out, doing some drinking, and you don't want to be the one who's like, oh, no, I need to be back in my room by 10:30.
You know me. I used to be the one that would worry about that. You know my ass would have been upstairs, Orlando time, at 7 p.m. in my hotel room, which would be 4 p.m. our time. I'd be like, I'm exhausted. I don't know what you want from me. I've been shaking hands all day. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it because that's what I sound like the next day. It's just the hangovers hurt more than they used to, is what Hank Williams Jr. said. And I've never forgotten that line. But yeah, that was pretty legendary.
That was a 24-hour Throwback Thursday clip. Paulie is going back into the archives 5 years for our other Throwback Thursday clip today. Paulie?
Yeah, this was 5 years ago. You guys were at the Corona Cave, I believe. Oof. And I don't particularly remember how exactly we got on talking about jazz. But it led to this, and I feel like we were just talking about this clip a couple of days ago.
It's a promo.
It's a promo that
runs
every once in a while.
So we talked about it, yeah.
So here's the origin of Ben singing jazz.
When it comes to jazz music, I have very little knowledge.
Same.
Me too. I did enjoy growing up going to Padres games at the Murph. This is going to age me. For the old Padres fans out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. I loved every game between, usually during a pitching change late in the game, they'd have whoever it was that did hi-dee, 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 hi, and the whole crowd would then repeat, ho-dee, 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 ho, and the whole crowd would do the same thing. Hee-dee, 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 hee, hi-dee, 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 ho.
Is that?
Thank you.
Hi-dee, 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 hi.
Is that jazz?
Isn't that kind of jazz?
Keep going.
That's not jazz?
I don't think so.
I thought that was kind of improvisational. Is that more scat? What?
Nothing.
Speaking of corn tub searches.
Speaking of corn tub searches, I was just going to make... That's scat, by the way.
I'm a scat man!
God, remember that turd? Was this jazz? This is jazz, right?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Kind of jazzy?
No.
Hidey, 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 ho.
Is that
Thank you.
Heidi, 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 hi.
Is that jazz?
Is that kind of jazz?
You are such a gem. Such
I'm a
gem.
Scatman.
Scatman. Who sang that song?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either.
Is that more scat?
Is that?
Nothing.
You're one in a million. You are one in a million.
Scatman John.
There he is. Who would have thunk it?
I think that's him. Yeah.
All right. We need to check traffic. When we come back, we're going to get a visit from one of our neighbors down the hallway with a special, special message for our Tier 1s coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. So Adam says that was Cab Calloway that sang the Heidi Heidi song, and he is a famous jazz singer.
Yeah, he
jazz
is.
Jazz singer. So I feel somewhat vindicated.
All right, fine. I'll give it to you.
Also, scat singer, energetic scat singer, led one of the most popular dance bands in the United States.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
We've got John Flint.
What a show so far.
Off
today.
The rails already.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
You got a five-minute appearance here at the end of the hour to tell everybody about what very important and special going on this time of year over at KSON.
What was Cab Calloway brought up for, by the way?
Remember, you go to the Padres game. Well, you were, I don't know if you were back here. Hi.
Is that jazz?
From the Blues Brothers.
But that's not jazz, is it?
I mean, watch the movie The Blues Brothers.
It's not the Jazz Brothers. It's the Blues Brothers.
Good point. Anyway.
Heidi, Heidi, Heidi.
Guys, thank you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Heidi, 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 Heidi.
So stupid. Merry Christmas, Johnny. So down the hall, we are doing our 38th KSON Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. We were the original radio station in America, the first to do a radiothon for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, where, by the way, if you don't know, nobody has ever asked to pay a cent for anything, not just the treatment, not just the follow-ups, the families that come out, food, lodging, meals, everything, because the only thing a parent needs to worry about when they get catastrophic news like, hey, your son has cancer, is to take care of that son.
Yep.
And not have to take care of money or quit their job because they can't afford to pay the bills. That's why we do what we do, guys. And KSON's been doing it for 38 years. So thanks for letting me come on and drag your show down for just a bit. But it'll take you 2 seconds to become a partner in Hope. You can do it a few ways. You can call 800-779-5121. You'll get this rad Music Cares t-shirt. 800-779-5121. I'm going very slowly this time because I always feel I'm so frantic when I
come on. Yeah, we'll put it in the chat, too.
You can also text KSON to 785-833. That might be the easiest for you. KSON 785-833. You can always go to KSON.com. It'll take you 2 seconds to do it. I think Woods is doing it right now as we speak like he always does because Woods got two healthy kids, thank God. And this is an insurance policy, right?
Yep, 100%.
I mean, how are your kids doing, Benny?
Well, we've dealt with major medical stuff. You know, my oldest has type 1 diabetes.
There you go.
You know, I know, and I feel lucky because he's healthy now, and, you know, I see what they do at St. Jude and kids, and I always think about that. Cancer. Yeah. Now, we have Tier 1s. I think of Kevin Charity.
Yeah, our buddy Kevin.
His son battles leukemia, so I just always have just my feels go out when I see stories like that.
So I just heard a story of a patient's parents. Mom gave birth within 12 hours. They told her that your child has cancer. 12 hours old, diagnosed with blood cancer. Within 12 hours, I bet you she got to feed that baby, what, twice, three times?
Yeah.
Change him twice?
Yep.
On a helicopter to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. What's even more unbelievable is when she got there, the doctor looks at her, says, give me a month, I'll save your kid.
Unreal.
Can you imagine what that must have felt like?
Unreal.
That's what you get to do. When you hear stories like this, you're like, damn, if there was only something I could do. This is something you can do. It's that simple. 800-779-5121 is the number. Text KSON to 785-833 or go to KSON.com. And I'm not sure you guys care or not, but the first 400 partners in Hope, we've got a special thank you concert this Monday at Sequan Casino Resort, a Partners in Hope thank you concert featuring Low Cash. You'll get a pair of tickets to that as well. You can take them. You can stocking stuff for them. The show's Monday. Keep that in mind. But I know you don't need incentive to do the right thing, and this is the right thing. You're giving kids hope. You're giving parents hope who might need the hope more than their kids do, frankly, to get themselves by to fight for their little soldiers.
So, and you guys will be taking calls how long?
Tam and I will be here till 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I will feel Saturday morning like no doubt Philip Rivers will feel Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. 100%.
if he starts, who knows? But anyway. Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Johnny.
I know this time of year,
I know people ask for donations. We're going to be raising money at our extravaganza next week to fight hunger in San Diego. But well, St. Jude is one of those ones that's it's so obvious that they do good work.
Thank you.
And it's so important.
And
so,
you guys will know I'll be here for your extravaganza.
Of course.
Invited or not, because I have a score to settle. But we can talk about that later, maybe, if you guys are up for it.
He wanted to put the kibosh on it.
Ben wanted to put the kibosh on it. Well, I guess no take on John anymore. I'm sorry, take on Woods.
I'll retire a one-time champion.
We can discuss. We can discuss it.
Rod is donating as we speak.
Rod, you're the man. Thank you, guys. 800-779-5121. Thank you.
Thank you, John. We'll be back. More Ben and Woods, hour number three, next year at 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.